Hey, we made this.
It'll all be okay, Chris. Everything will be okay, Chris.
Please. Am I reading my monster?
Yeah, I'll open it up and then I'll give you the opportunity to do that.
I'm very concerned about the last bit.
Yeah. No spoilers. You're just gonna have to read it and we'll judge it.
You want to close that window and then we'll crack on.
Yeah, I'll try and read this thing one without screwing up I always do.
Go on, Wilson, do the window.
Oh, hi.
Go on, Rob, do the window.
Oh, I can't get out.
Oh, Hugh.
Fucking hell.
I literally can't get out.
I'll say oh, Hugh.
I'm out of the required energy.
Say Japanese words.
Oh, he's got Japanese words in it. Excellent.
Oh, do you want to read them for you so you don't make a fool of yourself?
No, Hugh and Banzai.
Well, you got Banzai, right? You nailed that one, didn't you?
O-A-H-U. O-H-U. O-A-H-U.
O-A-Clue.
O-A-Clue. O-A-Clue.
Two little men in a flying saucer flew down to Earth one day. Looked to left and right of it, couldn't stand the sight of it, and said, let's fly away. They took a look at a Western movie, somebody heard them say, if a horse can be a star, think how dumb the people are, we'd better fly away. Then they shook their little...
Hello and welcome back to Cinemortuary, the fortnightly guide of all things sequels, remakes, rebookals. I'm Rob, this week I'm in the Armitage Shanks.
Horror ones. It's horror ones.
It's called Cinemortuary. They know by now. It's fine.
Well,
they know by now.
Well,
horror ones. The next episode, we're going to do Men in Black 3.
Ooh,
which wasn't that bad.
No. Joined to my right, Dave Walker. Dave, how are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm sorry I derailed you there.
Don't worry. It's fine. You do it every time I do one. It's fine.
Yeah, no, it's your age. Wave.
It's fine. And to my left, Chris Wilson. How are you?
Hello. Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Good. You've got another can of Monster there.
I do indeed. I see. Monster, juice, energy and juice.
Hit me with it.
Okay. The juice is loose. The magical smells in the air driving out the Satu Surf. The North Shore of Ohio was our inspiration for Monster Ripper. We started with a killer combo of tropical juices, added in some famous monster flavour, and souped it up with a full load of our original Monster Energy blend. Banzai! Monster Ripper, another radical juice monster hybrid with explosive flavour and the big bad monster magic you know and love. 20% juice, 100% monster.
I'm a bit concerned about how little juice is in that.
There we go. So for those of us still with us, this week's film...
www.monsterenergy.com.
This week's film is Invaders from Mars, the Tobe Hooper remake from 1986. I had never heard of or seen this before. Had anyone else heard of or seen this before?
No, which is surprising because I assume the original comes from that 50s era that I like so much, but I've never heard of this one, which is very strange.
Turn that mic away, that way a little bit. So give some.
There we go.
Power to the Willy.
Willy strength.
So Dave, had you come across this before?
I feel like I have, but I don't remember anything about it.
Okay.
I feel like it might have been on when I was a kid, or we had a tape that my mum got off the telly. But I don't remember anything about it. Some parts were vaguely familiar. I don't know why.
Yep.
Because I've never seen it before, to my knowledge.
No, I mean, I came across this purely by chance because I kind of wanted to go a little bit away from my typical types of selections.
Shit ones.
I mean, you say that, mate, but how was The Hills Have Eyes?
It was very good.
Yeah, that was Final Destination 3.
It was excellent.
Good, much better than Underworld Evolution, weren't they?
Oh, much better. Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm gonna pick on him in a minute. I just like to
mix it up.
Just watch you go for it. Yeah.
Just share it out equally.
Yeah.
Communism bullying.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, how did we watch this? Did we watch this through one of our sponsors?
Yes. I'd like to give a shout out to Virilio Watches. Now, Virilio Watches are a company formerly based in Italy, now based in Mexico. Virilio Watches, you know, they're the best watches I think I've ever had. You know, it's silver, it's subtle, pretty light, but you know, it's a big enough statement piece, despite, you know, despite its size, to be honest.
Yeah.
Virilio watches now. You can go, you know, just in time for some event that's coming up, whatever, you know, it might be your dad's birthday or something.
Yeah, sure.
But use the code, Wilson's Massive Dong, yeah, again, as standard, for 20% off your next order. It's free shipping worldwide. It's fucking sick. So check out viriliowatches.org.
Fucking hell, check out Chris Jericho over there.
I know, there we go. Yeah, there we go.
They're not excellent. Even real. They're not even real. That was all off the cuff.
Fucking boom.
Watch the cuff. Watch.
See what we did. Yeah, see what we did.
So, I'll tell you what, mate.
I'll tell you what is a great setting for you to wear your Virilio watch.
Virilio, mate.
Virilio, sorry. It's when you're enjoying your Omaha steak. steaks from Omaha. I love Omaha steaks, don't you, Chris Wilson?
I do. I especially love the barbecue family meat pack.
Yes.
And how much is that at the minute?
It is on 50% reduction with the code Jericho. Anyway, so Invaders from Mars.
Invaders from Mars.
Canon Films.
Excellent to a degree at times.
Is this going to be one of those 2 degrees? I think this might be quite interesting because I felt a certain way about this film when I watched it. From a brief discussion me and you had yesterday, I got a sense of how you felt about it. And I'm getting a certain vibe off Dave this evening, which I think may make for an interesting debate.
Will it involve some theme music being played at the end? Let's find out.
As we dive in to Invaders from Mars. The credit swoops are off the chain. Fucking off the chain.
Was the original film in 3D?
I don't know, probably.
It must have been with a gimmick like this.
Yeah.
They are swooping it, and I noticed after about 30 seconds, they started condensing various different groups of people when they were like...
Yes, mate.
How's the animation coming on, Jeff? Good, it is taking a long fucking time to do all this, though. All right, just start bunching people together. It's cool, we've got to ship this in 20 days.
I liked them.
Yeah?
I skipped through them.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It saved me 2.5 minutes.
It's part of the film's 95 minutes long. Lovely length. Yeah, you need to skip that.
And now it's 2.5 minutes long.
Yeah, well, you fucking made me and Dave sit through however fucking long Underworld Evolution was.
I like Kate Beckinsale.
Not that fucking much.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway.
So I thought the credits were quite pleasant. They were quite hokey. And they harkened back to its 50s origin.
Yes.
And I thought the music was quite well presented.
I liked it.
Exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The credit that did jump out at me was that it's written by Dan O'Bannon.
Yes.
Off of famous writer of Alien, Dark Star, Return of the Living Dead, which he also directed. Mm-hmm. So that got my hopes up off the bat.
It's not the first Return of the Living Dead reference we're going to make, is it?
No.
No.
No, we'll get back to that, won't we, Dave?
Yeah, we will. I'm just setting it up for you.
Yeah. I reckon you can be on Return of the Living Dead watch.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, yeah, sound there.
That can be your gimmick.
Dead watch.
Fun dead. we open with our meeting our family. George, the dad, Ellen, the mum, and David, the son. Very sort of slice out of middle-class Americana.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, living in the suburbs where you can actually see the stars in order to gaze at them.
Well, they live in the fucking sound stages from The Wizard of Oz, as far as I can see.
Yeah, very Spielbergian stuff with the meteor shower early doors.
So in terms of like location, so as we get to see in a minute, it's like basically a hill behind
that hill
the
is
window.
A fucking drop with a blue screen.
It
behind
is.
It. Yeah. Fuck all going on there.
And that's it. Like, is there literally any other house within 10 miles of this?
It's the house, that little road with some plastic plants and a sudden drop off.
Yeah.
With some gaffers, grips behind it. Yeah.
I must admit, all the talk of hills throughout this did implant that Kate Bush song in my head. And every time someone referred to the hill, it just popped into my head. Mm-hmm. So that was a trifle troubling, but, you know, all good, all fine. So the father and son laid on the grass watching a meteor shower.
Yeah.
And they do the classic, "Oh, that one was close. Oh, it's fine, son, let's go to bed."
Yeah.
And then David troops up to his room. He's just laid in bed, about to shut his eyes, and there's a big fuck-off bright light display going down outside.
Yeah,
we need to point out something very important.
Oh, God. Yeah, we do.
So as like a little present, George gives him a penny.
Yes, he does. Pennies are important.
Extremely important, as it turns out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I saw it, I thought, oh, this will come later. Then I forgot about it. Then it came up, I thought, oh, you fucker.
See, I missed this. And then when the payoff comes at the end, he's like, oh, wait, motherfucking penny, yo. I thought, in my head, I just generated this image in my mind that he'd just found a penny and he'd been to a penny collector in town. And it was a friendly old man with like some magnifying goggles on that valued pennies.
Yeah.
From somewhere, I just had that in my head. I don't know where the fuck I got that from.
What I really like is, wasn't he in his pajamas when he got the pennies? So, and he's probably had like several changes of clothes during the film. Yeah. So you'd hope, like, oh, penny. Put it in another pocket.
Yeah, he really fucking likes that penny. He's just keeping hold of that shit, isn't he?
It's a collector's penny. It's got Paddington Bear on it and it's made it copy.
We have a very, very early contender for cliche moment of the week here.
Fuck this scene, though. If I went into my mum and dad's room screaming my head off that someone was in the back garden, my mum would be out there with a shovel and my dad would be out there with a soldering iron ready to fuck some motherfuckers up, seriously.
It's not game, it's war.
Absolutely. If I was actually just fucking beside myself.
Yeah.
There's something in the garden.
Yeah.
But the kid makes the mistake, doesn't he? He's like, oh, it's aliens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, well, we know you're fucking off your head now, don't we?
Or do we?
It's like in The Lost World when they're like, mum, dad, is a T-Rex in the back garden. All you have to do is say something's eating a dog in the back garden.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a bear in the back garden or something like that. Or there's some crackheads. It's LA. It could be crackheads.
There's a girl in the garden.
There's a girl. Got me. Yeah. I hate this shit though.
Oh mate. So a cliche moment of the week is the classic kids see something bad, mm-hmm. parents don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my first contender.
I've got one as well in this exact same scene.
Oh goodness.
Smart ass kid.
He
thinks he knows everything. Like, you fucking don't.
Sassy little kid.
You're 8 years old. Mm-hmm. I'm 31. I don't know everything.
The rating on this film, by the way, I couldn't work out what it was.
12.
It's a 12, right? Okay. Yeah. So bang in the middle, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so the next morning, George is acting all weird.
Super weird. One shoe on.
Slipper. He lost his slipper. His good leather ones, mate.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but his wife, being a good wife, is going to get him a replacement pair.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's fine.
And there's something on George's neck.
Yeah. Dodgy scar.
Yeah. It's more of a boil.
It is more of a boil, yeah. Well, that comes in later with Nurse Ratchet, doesn't it?
Yeah,
Kai win herself.
So David goes to school, doesn't he? And then basically he goes to school and then he comes straight back, essentially. There's nothing of his day covered.
I think there is one bit, and I hate to bring it up, but this is where we're introduced to Fox.
Oh, yes. So when I watch this, I text Wilson about something that comes up.
Sorry.
Yeah. There's a frog thing.
So literally, my notes say, frog, fuck off. Frog week, fuck off.
Fucking frog week. All right, guys, we've got nothing to do. The syllabus is just a blank page.
Yeah.
Let's just hack up some shit.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
What can we dedicate a week to? What have we got in storage? Ah, frogs.
Frogs, yes.
Frog week.
Yeah. So after the intro of frog week, David gets back home from school, can't find his dad, house is abandoned. Yeah.
Oh, I've got my other cliche moment of the week here.
Go on.
A 1950s horror film on the TV.
Well, rewind selector a minute, because the TV...
Fuck off.
You're getting ahead of yourself here. So he walks in and the TV's static initially.
Oh yeah, okay, fair enough.
And it's all a bit like fucking this is just after Poltergeist, right? This is like 2 years after Poltergeist.
Mm. Also not directed by Toby Hooper.
Oh, okay. Dave's going to be... I think he's just going to have to redux that theme to Spicy Davey, I think.
I mean, that might be my only instance, to be honest, because I refuse to believe that Toby Hooper directed Poltergeist.
It's pretty bullshit in all fairness.
Yeah, well,
like, literally every single one of Spielberg's tropes are in there. I mean, fucking hell.
Yeah.
So, anyway, kids, we do have Poltergeist redux, and then there's a little false scare with his mum.
Yes.
Who jumps out on him. Whee. And then the horror film thing happens. Still no sign of George. So Ellen does what you do in these types of films if someone's not been seen for 5 minutes and rings the police.
Mm. Yep.
He could be out on a bender, you know.
Could be.
Why not?
Could be. Another cliche moment. Straight in.
Yeah.
You'll recall that during the Halloween episode, I discussed my love of two bumbling policemen. It has to be two. Can't be three. Can't be one. These two are fucking... Benny Hill shit, aren't they, again?
Yeah, yeah. Small town fucking momos, mate.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, the phone's ringing. Fucking hell, thank fuck for that. Put your pants on, Rich.
But the police, they're all acting weird as well.
Yeah.
It's all, so far, very Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yes,
everyone's as they should be, but a lot more stiff and a lot more... like drones.
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought the night cinematography was quite nice.
Yeah, it was really good
stuff.
It's
all right. Yeah.
But you can tell from like the long stairs and the music in the background that they're all evil.
Yeah, nothing's good going on here, is it?
Yeah.
No.
And just to hammer the point home, I wrote like this: George offers to do the dishes. Then that's when Linda goes, "What?" No, sorry, Evan. She goes, "What's going on?"
Well, that's when the George's missing situation is resolved by him just appearing out of a bush.
Yeah.
Just climbs out of a bush. All right.
I've just been in this bush.
Where's your fucking shoe gone?
And then, because Ellen suspects something, George takes a run in up that hill.
He does. A lot of people flying over this hill, isn't there?
Yeah.
Very quick succession.
Very smoky hill. Lots of fog going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Spooky
hill. And then we have the next morning, where one of the most horrific sequences of the film in my eyes takes place, when George is eating some fucking incinerated bacon that Ellen has cooked, and they offer it to... David, and he says, "What the fuck, man?
What the fuck, man?
Fucking incinerated bacon. What a waste of bacon."
I like the idea. Another top cliche moment. I mean, it was in the first sequence, but like ludicrously oversized American breakfast for people that just fuck off after a glass of orange juice.
Yeah.
Right, but this little shit starts his day with a Dr. Pepper.
Chris Wilson probably.
I would have a fucking aneurysm if I started my day with Dr. Pepper.
You fucking me in 2008.
Yes, mate.
Tastes good.
So the droid parents try to get David to go running up the hill.
Yeah, but this is while Linda is eating raw meat.
Yes, got that, yeah. Fucking gross, covered in salt.
Awkward boner. Not really.
So yeah, I'm all right with the raw meat, but salt on top of that, I don't know about that.
Shocking that. Yeah. But other than that, they're pretty decent parents. They're offering to take him on a picnic. He's doing the washing up.
Yeah.
They're actually, you know.
She offered him a bite of a raw burger meat as well. Absolutely.
It's an improvement.
Yeah, sure.
David Young, grateful little shit.
Yeah. So then he gets a bit perturbed, old Dave, and decides to do one to school.
Yeah.
And he arrives, and we meet Nurse fucking Ratchet playing Nurse Ratchet.
Yes, mate.
In Nurse Ratchet's Invaders from Mars.
I was over there just doing some hanging some washing up when she came on. And I do that thing when every time she turns up in something, I'm like, What the fuck?
What are you
fucking
doing?
Peer around my screen, SpongeBob style. Oh, it is you again. Fucking hell.
Right, we need someone to play a bit of a bitch in the 80s. Can we get Nurse Ratchet in? Yeah or nay? And she's acting a little bit weird, isn't she, Wilson?
Yeah, she's talking to the zombified police.
Yes, she is, yeah.
So David goes to investigate what the hell is going on.
What's going on?
And it's this point where he creeps into like a little side cupboard in the classroom.
Yes, he does.
And fuck my life, she's eating a frog whole.
Yeah, with her legs sticking out of her
mouth. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just trying to hock it down like a fucking basset hound with a big slice of pizza. Like,
so sorry about this, Wilson. Like so sorry.
No awkward boner for you?
No.
Fear meets sexuality? Film theory, sixth form, let's go.
It was not an ideal.
It's a hard pass from Wilson on that one.
It's a hard pass, okay.
I must have known that Underworld Evolution was going to be a load of old fucking balls. Preemptive strike.
I'm sorry. If anything, this film is my redemption arc.
No, redemption
arc. What I'm done. In fact, I've been redeemed now for the Fox. I have had my punishment. Let's move on.
That's it. Yeah, so fucking hilariously gross, though. Like, especially for you, Wilson. Maybe not hilariously gross, maybe just gross.
Very, very gross.
Yeah.
Blah. So, the next scene where... I mean, she's already been in it slightly, but we're finally introduced fully to Linda, the nurse.
School nurse, yes.
Yeah, and the one who takes sympathy on David.
Yeah, after he checks her neck.
Yes, of course. Yeah. You got to check the neck.
Yeah, yeah.
Has she got plastic surgery, or is she just kind of weird?
It's definitely plastic surgery.
You think so?
I think...
You look at her when she's older, though.
She's got funny eyes.
How old is she in this film?
I think she's about 40-something.
And I think she's trying to... supposed to be playing like an early 30s.
Yeah. You look at pictures of her when she's older and she doesn't look like she's had surgery. Like, but she just looks a bit odd.
Yeah, but here she's definitely had, like, you know, like those laminating machines. She's definitely put a face in one of her.
Yeah. She has.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. I mean, of course, she doesn't really believe David at first about the story, but decides to go investigate anyway, which is nice of her, I suppose.
Yeah, it's sound. That is probably what a health practitioner should be doing.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially when Kywin's kicking off, give me the child. Yeah. All right, sound. Yeah, something a bit weird going on here. Yeah. Have you been touched by some of the teachers?
David does one anyway, doesn't he? And he hides in the back of Nurse Ratchet's van, which seems like a bad move.
And she's got a van.
Yeah, full of dead cats and shit. But he's been watched by another horror cliche, which is spooky child.
With two plaits in her
hair. Two plaits in her hair.
Yeah. I quite like the silhouette against the nurse's office door.
Right,
that's quite sick.
Yeah.
She's the daughter of one of the blokes that's been brainwashed, who turned up the other night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Presumably.
No, she is, because mentioned that your daughter goes to school.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
something like that.
So it's basically these, I don't know, what do we call them? Do we call them possessions? What's the term we're looking for?
Odd people.
The Z-word.
Yeah, the Z-word. Spreading like wildfire. Like
Screwnecks.
Screwnecks, yeah.
It's literally a screw.
Yeah. Yeah, they're spreading like wildfire anyway.
Yeah, man.
And then David, being a silly boy, gets himself stuck in the back of Nurse Ratchet's van full of dead shit.
If there's like shitloads of vehicles in, gets in the one he's not supposed to go to.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking butcher's back alley as well, the back of this van. It's just like heinous.
She just sits in the back in a loincloth, sucking the moisture out of dead chickens.
It's what I imagine Grimsby docks look like at like 5 a.m. on a Monday morning.
Pretty much, actually. Yeah. Some of the brothels around the corner from the docks as well look like this, probably.
Oh,
yeah. A bit of Nicole's massages.
Oh, mate, that sounds awful.
Entrance up here.
It does say that outside.
Like, yeah, but it is.
Yeah. Ooh.
If you pay extra. So,
I've got a tenner on me, let's go.
So she drives to a hillside. She goes running up that hill, doesn't she? And David follows her into a big fucking spaceship with some lovely practical 80s set design.
I really liked the stark lighting as he's running through like the tunnels of his cave.
Yeah.
Just like a reddy-orange sort of thing going on.
Yeah. And I'm going to do something risky here.
What's this?
Dave, what were your thoughts on the spaceship interior?
Oh, he's got a look.
He's going to blow! That's got to be gay. Come on, Dave, rip that Hell in a Cell door off it, isn't it?
It looks like just 90s first person shooter design.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just empty corridor. In fact, no, it looks like the Covenant ships from the first Halo.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Where there's not much going on, there's a lot of bright colours, and it's kind of just stuff at the end of one corridor at the top of some stairs. It's pretty much contained within a 50-meter radius.
Yeah.
But it has that look of a Covenant ship about it, which I like in Halo.
Mm-hmm.
In this, I'm not particularly bothered about. It's kind of got almost a weird Kremlin colour scheme to it.
Right, yeah.
Everything's a bit airy fairyland.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
But I like some of it.
Sure. We meet the aliens as well here that look like something out of fucking Tremors.
Yeah.
I was on board. Like, as soon as I saw them aliens, I'm like, right, fuck it, I'm on board.
Did you notice the... I'm guessing you noticed the Stan Winston credit at the start.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Good lord. Like, Aliens was before this.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Was Aliens 86, same year, is it? 86?
It is 86? The same year, yes.
Yeah, yeah, so a direct point of comparison
yeah,
there.
Yeah, fuck me.
Was there a budget difference, though?
Yeah, but fucking hell.
That's fucking... I love this shit, me, mate. I'll be honest with you. It's got me right on board.
The Martian King, the Hive Martian.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever he's called.
The Brain.
He looks like the creature out of the Brain.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I saw recently. I thought that was great.
Right.
Because the animatronics on his face, the animation, I thought was really good. He was creepy.
Yeah.
He had a Krang vibe going on. Shredder!
Yeah.
I thought that was good fun.
That's my pickup from it.
Yeah. And I liked that he came out on this big tongue-like thing. Like
yes.
He was part of the ship, part of the crew.
Yeah.
But he came out and it looked like rubber fingers that he pressed through.
Yeah.
And I thought, he's proper sick. I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good design. He's fucking creepy and weird looking.
Yeah.
But the monsters...
Fucking hilarious. Absolutely
you
hilarious.
You sort of imagine that internally going...
Yeah, yeah, they're like evil Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're Oompa Loompas that have been through the warp in Event Horizon and they've come back like this.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the film takes itself really seriously. Again, like the Brain
does. I don't know if I agree with that.
No, I don't.
I don't
you
think
sure?
it does.
I think it's...
I think it knows what it is to an extent.
There's no, like, jokes in there, but it's not... The tone isn't super serious. It's certainly not bloody Underworld serious, is it?
No, it's not. It's not Four Bottles of Vodka and a Nine Inch Nails album.
No.
It's... I don't know what it is, though, because I expected it to... Because Return of the Living Dead is really fucking self-aware.
Yep.
And there's some slapstick elements in it and some really forthright comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's funnier 30 years down the line than it was back then.
Yeah.
Because it's cleverer than it was on its release, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a hindsight movie.
Yeah.
This... I'm not kind of finding it funny.
Okay. Interesting. I tell you what I did find funny.
Yeah.
The guys in the suits of the aliens trying their hardest to have a rumble with David.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they're just, like, bumping into each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Delicious. Couldn't have another bite.
I'm trying to figure out where the person is in the costume. Like, are they stood upright and they've got their legs at the front and then there's two levers controlling the back legs? Or are they just people that are bent over and then always walking backwards and their heads are just wobbling about?
So, I'm going to make a gym reference, second episode of Vote. So, you know, like, when you're deadlifting, you're about halfway up, so you're like, your back straight, but it's arched over.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's sort of like that shape. They're, like, walking around like that.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe some stilt action involved in there as well.
Possibly, yeah.
Possibly, yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Gyms. Weights. Gains. Curls.
Steroids.
Arm curls. Deadlifts. Squats. Gyms. That's my knowledge.
Oh, a game.
The gymnasium.
So, to sum it up, I think they're... I think they could be funnier. I think they're just too shit.
Okay.
And I don't know, I'm not deriving humour from it. I'm just like, please, can we just fucking move on?
See, I'm having... I'd like to... Let's take a little litmus test here between the three of us.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
Right, so we've seen a bit of the aliens. We're about a third of the way in, roughly.
Sound, yeah, yeah.
We've established a bunch of shit.
Mm.
Are you having a fun time, Wilson, so far?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Dave, are you? I'm also having a fun time.
Okay. High five. In terms of it...
Oh, you've not got your headphones on. That's not going to work, damn.
I'm still irritated by you, though, by doing it.
I prefer...
Helena's coming up, by the way, so I'll just be as hype as possible when she comes up this lobby.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
be
yeah,
so fucking hype.
All right, great. So he runs back to Linda, doesn't he, once he's escaped by the skin of his teeth, David?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And
he's shouting and bawling. There's aliens, Dover! Yeah. There's aliens! And there's, like, people nearby just watching them, like, So they're like, shut my fuck up, David. Quiet down. Indoor voice.
She doesn't believe him.
No.
Not really.
No.
But at this point, she's probably still wondering, what the fuck's going on? Am I dreaming? Did I take too much LSD last night? Situation going on.
I'm terribly sorry to interrupt the podcast, but I've just noticed on the back of your can that it says that it's 20% juice, 100% monster. Does that mean this is the first substance to be running at 120%?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
How the fuck does that work?
Whoa, sorry to come out of Invaders from Mars there.
That is not mathematically possible. You cannot go more than 100%.
Fucking tell that to the makers of Monster Juiced.
Well, that's just on another level, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah. Anyhow, Invaders from Mars. So he goes to show Linda the ship.
He does.
It's not there, is it? It's done gone.
Yep. Nope. And so this bit, and I teased this earlier on to you in the car journey here.
Hello! Yay!
There she is. Yes! Get on that hype train.
Did you find your food?
I couldn't find the anchovies.
They're in a jar. In the fridge. The clogger has disassembled the fridge and he's put the shelves in a disinfectant box to soak.
Da-da-da-da-da, anchovies.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Did you get dressing?
I thought you just used soy sauce.
Oh!
Balsamic.
Oh, it's fucked it, look.
No, I haven't got any balsamic.
Shithouse.
Should use the soy sauce, should be fine.
Invaders from Mars.
Yeah, so
great.
Here we go. So, I teased in the car journey earlier on that I had a really good wrestling analogy.
Yes,
here.
You did. Is this it?
And here we go.
Allow me to sip my water.
So Linda doesn't believe David.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For a thing that the audience itself has seen and therefore knows it's true. There's no doubt about it. So this reminds me of when in WCW, when Hollywood Hogan was looking in the mirror and Ultimate Warrior
I knew it was going to be that.
Yes! And in comes Eric Bischoff after Ultimate Warrior appears again. So the television viewer has seen Ultimate Warrior in the mirror.
It's like the ghost of Warrior sort of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. And Eric Bischoff doesn't see it and he calls Hollywood Hogan crazy. Therefore, are the audience crazy as well for having seen what's been seen, but no one else believes us?
Inception.
We could probably question this again at the end when they do an absolute bullshit-a-rooney on us.
Yeah, we'll get on to that.
We'll get on to that.
Yeah. So, Linda's still not believing him until two highly dramatically convenient guys with metal detectors tip up.
Mm. And guys from the start of Hills of Eyes.
Yeah. And get pulled underground.
Where are the anchovies?
They're in a jar in the fridge. In a jar, I'm sure they are.
Pause it. And then you can find your anchovies. Oh, you pause. And then
I'm not pausing. No, it's not. You can find it. Fine, I'll put them in the fridge.
Sure?
Yes.
Oh, anchovies. Sorry, I love anchovies, by the way. Very nice. Anyway, Invaders from Mars. Two guys with metal detectors get sucked underground.
Yep.
Next thing that happens, Nurse Ratchet nicks a bus full of kids, I think, and takes them to be converted.
Of course.
Fuck you, my child.
Very Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
Yep.
It is a bit, yeah. And we also, around the same time, we get another cliche moment of the week.
Hit me.
The petrol station. Bad shit's happening at a petrol station.
Petrol stations, yeah.
Every time. Every fucking time.
I think this might be the new peak of the redemption arc, because of the fact that I'm having a great time, you're having a great time, but Dave's having a terrible time. It's like a bonus. Fantastic. Bonus ball.
So, while Linda's trying to call the state police to do something about what the hell's going on in this town, Nurse Ratchet turns back up and just full-blown tries to snatch David. I think grabs him and
pulls him out of that car. Yeah.
And then he runs down the street in the sort of really badly, basically, when you shoot a scene in TV or film, you block it first, right?
Yeah.
You run through it so everyone knows where the fucking marks are and what they're doing.
Yeah.
This is really badly blocked, this, because it's just kind of it feels like he's running around, not quite sure where to go. And then the car goes after him a bit. but then stops short, so he has to run back a bit towards Nurse Ratched, and then just to get in the car in time. And Nurse Ratched, you can tell, is visibly slowing down because she's at the car.
You missed the field trip, David Gardner.
Maybe because who I was driving at the time was just thinking about John Landis and thought, better not,
Jesus, dark-sided.
Fucking deep web that.
Anyway, you made it some Mars.
Yep, so they flee to the school.
Yes, which is a bit of a bad idea.
Terrible idea.
It's a shit idea.
Yeah.
They go to the basement, which is a worse idea.
It just gets worse. I mean, I think their logic is they won't think of trying to go back where we originally came from.
Yeah.
You know, but there's literally the whole thing about, you know, people going back to the scene of
always.
A crime.
Yeah, 100%.
Same fucking thing.
So the converted policemen tip up and find them in the basement. And then, and I will read my notes verbatim for this, a big alien cock drill with lights comes through the floor and David and Linda escape.
See, when you use the word comes right next to alien cock, it just gives the wrong impression.
Does come through the floor, though, he's not wrong.
Yeah, and it does look like a big bulbous penis.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Lights on it.
Right.
I think Dave should take the rest of this, you know. He's been a bit quiet, isn't he?
It's like me with a tremors free. This is a...
I'll just pipe up towards the end. Thank God I've got something to say now.
It was shit.
Grumpy Davey.
Oh, yeah, that could be, couldn't it? Yeah, it could be his track.
No, it's Grumpy Rob, which I haven't written yet. I'm waiting for him to be really grumpy. And it's going to be like trombones and tubas.
You missed that chance during Halloween when he was ranting about Season of a Witch and all that lot.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's, you know, Dave's going to start picking films soon that are going to deliberately make me grumpy so that he can do that tune, because he's getting to that point in his creative process where he wants to start on it, I think.
I think you totally should. I want to hear the theme song.
I wish this was a video podcast right now, because his face.
I know.
Like, slapped ass.
Hey, I'm going to write a song, even though I can't write music these days.
Well, we wrote that song that time when we played guitar, and it was brilliant.
We did.
Oh, we should do that.
I
was just thinking about this jar of pesto and how long it might have been here and whether I can still have it.
I'll splice in a theme song later on.
Yeah, we'll do that. We can run it through Audacity.
Can do.
Grumpy Dave. Grumpy Dave.
What happens next in Invaders from Mars?
So they say, oh, we need help, because they managed to escape in the car. And suddenly... they remember the name, Gerald Wilson, no relation.
At NASA, round the corner.
Yeah.
NASA, round the corner, yeah.
Just go pop round to shops. Do you want anything from NASA on the way? Yeah, go on, man.
So the next we go to NASA and meet the general, who is played by, what's his bobs? What's his nibs?
From God!
Have you seen Return of Living Dead?
Yes, a long time ago.
So good, fucking so good.
Just so you know, by the way, you know we did Zombie 2, which was an unofficial sequel to Dawn of the Dead. We can legally get away with Return of the Living Dead because it's a canonical sequel to Night of the Living Dead.
Fair play.
Okay.
Yeah, that works.
Just putting it out there. Right. If you ever want to have a really good time.
Yeah. I mean, that second one's a really good time as well, I think.
Yeah, I know, but just the first one's so much better, isn't it?
I know, mate, but, you know, we could say that about anything, couldn't we?
Well, no. Have you seen that new Elton John film that's out?
Rocket Man, no.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. Because not everything's good, Reb.
Well, have you seen it? Is it good?
Yeah, have a fuck.
It looks good.
Looks alright.
Does it?
Yeah.
It didn't look as good as Invaders from Mars.
Oh, well.
But, you know, good all the same.
And again, what is better than Invaders from Mars?
Well, we'll find out with a shit and popcorn, which I'm really looking forward to at the end.
Me too.
In fact, shit and
popcorn. Right. Use your page.
So, actual NASA around the corner.
Actual fucking NASA.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we'll just pop to NASA. So they stroll, and they casually stroll into NASA as well.
So does it stand for National Actual Space Academy?
I think so.
Well, it's a military base, and then NASA have rocked up to do a missile, like a ship launch to Mars.
Yeah.
So basically, it's a bunch of military guys on a government payroll that are not interested in these fucking dweeby private contractors on their base.
Well, maybe our esteemed housemate from uni, Nigel McDougall McEnany, can confirm whether that is what NASA stands for. If you're listening, Nige, let us know. Drop us a line.
At Cinematry.
Yeah, don't contact us personally. We're not that close anymore. No, I'm joking.
I love you, Nige. No, I'm joking.
Go fuck yourself.
Invaders from Mars, anyway. So, the gang are strolling around NASA casually. George and Ellen tip up as well. Lots of NASA guys seem to have been converted, and some kind of explosion is rigged on a truck.
Yeah, this is, and they recognise that the two people from the sandpit earlier on are, in fact, alive!
Hey! Hey! Or are they?
Ooh.
Ooh. And so they go into a meeting with George Watson, no relation, and...
That's the end, didn't
he? And they... give this story, which sounds really crazy, but he decides to proceed anyway.
Because, considering they opened up the conversation with, I know this sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Normally nobody believes them after they say that.
Yeah, that's true. That's because it is fucking crazy.
I mean, my note that I've got on this is, he sort of doesn't fully commit, does he, the general? He sort of believes them a bit.
Yes. A bit like Linda from earlier on, really. It's like, well, there's enough evidence there to suggest something's up.
Yeah.
Because they like look at the telemetry and everything is a bit odd, and there was activity at the times that they said that something had happened. Therefore, they're going to privately investigate before raising any alarms.
Yes, as the military are renowned, they're renowned for not diving in the military, aren't they? Yeah, usually,
It's my favourite part of the film. This is actually a logical discourse between people when there's a problem that they need solving. Like the cigar chomping motherfucker behind the desk with like heads on the wall and shit. You expect to just go, get the fuck out of my office, get me some pictures of Spider-Man. Like, he just turns around and he's like, actually, no kids, sound. You know what? Let me look into this for you. I'll pull them into my office and we'll have words, and I'll keep a bloke over there with a gun to sort them out if they fuck about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and all of that perfectly plays out.
Yeah, yeah. It then, like, as soon as the military start ramping up and getting involved in, like, Act 3, you think, actually, this feels logical.
Yeah.
I was expecting I was going to have to fucking snooze my way through watching a kid trying to, like, take over the alien ship and, like, accidentally kill him by accident. Whoops. Oh, sassy one-liner. Fuck off. Shit your mouth. But no, the military actually get involved. I thought it was quite good.
Yeah. Because they get the two sandpit guys in, start asking them about the events of what happened, and then they pull out guns, so they have to shoot them. Shoot them dead.
Yep, and then their little neck pieces blow up or some shit.
They head explode,
Which is not quite scanners, is it?
No.
Sadly.
No. And then, because they just so happen to are launching a rocket to Mars tonight in 12 minutes' time.
Is this referenced previously in the film?
This is what I put here is, this general introduces David to some scientists who do a lot of science.
They do a lot of science, don't they?
There's a lot of science all at once here.
They were so awkward, I thought they were real scientists doing a cameo at first.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's why they're here then. It's like a really bolted-on reason for the Martians not wanting them to go.
It is, yeah. But, you know, it's big kibosh on that pretty quickly because that truck full of explosives you just mentioned is hurtling right towards the rocket that's about to launch.
Yep. Can I just give a special shout out to whoever did the animation of the little computer screen of the spaceship exploding into shards?
Yeah.
Who planned the animation for that?
Stunning, mate.
Yeah.
Stunning. Like, three popcorns.
When they were programming the military software, it's almost like, just in case someone plows into it with some C4, can you make it just blow up in the animation? just so it doesn't, I don't feel silly and I know what's happened if that happens. Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
And can you like add a game over screen to it as well?
Yes, that's what I was thinking. The only thing it was missing was some dude going, game over. Play again? Yes or no?
Fucking coin in there. That's where the coin man are coming.
So as a result of this, the army don't fuck about and they go to David's house, they go to the school, and they find the massive hole in the ground in the school that was formed by the big alien cock penetrating the concrete.
Yep. And the army bring all of their guns.
Yep.
Lots and lots of
tanks,
guns.
Tanks, stuff mounted on the back of trucks, AK-47s, automatic weaponry,
their wangs.
Guns, their wangs. Wilson, it's not all about cocks.
It is in the
it's
army.
It's not all about cock, you know. Yeah, I like the fact that they've come prepared as well.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all going right, to be honest.
Yeah. Now, is this improving the film for you so far, Dave? Because I'm conscious of the fact that you're not having a good time. I'm not having a good time with that, like... Has the military helped your situation?
I mean, something's happening, isn't it, so...
Well, you see, I think lots of things have been happening, don't you, Chris Wilson?
Oh, yeah. But I was like, I'm really enjoying this.
Oh, I can't wait for the shit.
Go on, Dave. I just turn that frown upside down.
grumpy Dave.
Grumpy, Robberty, grumpy. See, it works for you, because I can do the Robberty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how like, this music would go. Do you think it'd be like a...
Have you seriously hidden that skill for our entire friendship?
That was...
Yep.
The fuck?
I can also do this.
That was the fastest wank I have ever seen. That was amazing. Let me just get some tissues here.
Thank you.
That was, and I'd like you to use the mic for this, Dave. That was a power wank.
That was power wank. 5,000. Now you're wanking with power.
Oh dear. So basically, guns, soldiers everywhere,
and then David's all like, "But what if we talk to the aliens?" Shut up, David.
Well, and the soldiers concurrently who are going through the tunnel encounter the dodgy ass Martians in the dodgy outfits from earlier on.
Shuffling along.
And a scientist in glasses tries to talk them down and gets vaporized.
Vaporized. Shoulder mounted cannon.
And then the aliens get blown to fuckery.
Mm hmm.
Gunplay.
Pretty impressive, to be honest. They just kind of, they sort of fart around while they're being shot at. Like, oh, fucking, what have they got? Ow! Yeah. Fucking hell! And then kind of keel over and just spasm a bit. Like the blokes in the costumes have actually hurt themselves and are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Just a leg now and again just flops to the left.
It is like that bit in Tremors when they like fucking, I don't know which Tremors film it is. I don't know if it's the first one. I think it is where Bert Gummer, there's the one trying to get into Bert's compound and it breaks through into his basement with his guns and you just fucking shoot the holy fucking
It's the first one.
So next, David decides to run into the middle of the bad sand. Linda tries to stop him and they get taken down.
This was slightly contrived because suddenly like, I've got a... Sorry, listeners. Sorry. He's like, oh, I'm going to find my mum and dad. It's like, well, you've not mentioned them in the last hour. Why do you care now?
Yeah. You didn't give a shit when you didn't want to eat the burger meat earlier on.
Yeah.
When they were talking about rolling tanks up in there and blowing the ship up, we were like, yeah, that sounds fucking sound, actually. Yeah, do that. Yeah. I'll wake mum and dad. I want my mummy.
So they wake up in the Martian equivalent of that scene from Goldfinger. Where Mr. Bond's tied to the chair with the laser, except it's like reverse and it's like a funny little injectoid.
Well, that's what he could have needed, like Linda just like covered in gold.
Yeah.
Suffocated to death through a pause somehow.
Jesus.
All right.
Pause for thought on that one, eh?
Hey! Comedy gold.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, and then it's assistant military guy. He's turned, isn't he?
I've got his name, Ronaldi.
Could we just stick with assistant military guy?
Yeah. Okay. I've spelled out phonetically and everything.
Okay, sorry.
I thought it was important. Turns out it's not.
No, he's...
It's my favourite Bollywood movie, that is Rinaldi.
So we get.
It sounds like a pound shop for Ronaldo, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, like, because obviously his like name's licensed or blah, but you want an action figure of
just
a
bubble-headed fucking figure at the back of a pound shop, millions of them. It's all says Rinaldi.
Yeah,
0 to 3 years old. That's the one. Fucking hell.
So the sequence kind of exists solely to explain how people get converted, essentially. And then David decides to negotiate. Or he wants to speak to the brain.
Yes.
He's going to have a little cry, isn't he?
Yeah. And Nurse Ratchet's there like...
Fuck you, my child.
Yeah, it's not happening.
She really hams it up here.
Really hams it up.
I would say probably too extreme to what she was doing before.
Yeah.
And she was pretty bloody extreme before. Yeah. You know, full-blown child abuse, you know, dragging him around and all that.
Yeah. I like the way she does that classroom thing where she counts to five.
That
and
was
shouts
good.
Over him. I thought that was quite creepy.
That was a nice callback, yeah.
Yeah.
Not the best callback, as we'll find out in a minute.
Okay. Yes, which is, I think, the next thing, isn't it? Where is this what you're on about, the sort of, she meets her end in a similar way to the toad?
Have you got a penny for your thoughts?
It's not that bit yet.
No, she gets eaten alive.
Yeah, no, damn it.
She does get chomped with some fucking comedy legs sticking out.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's like the reversal of the frog thing, isn't it, from earlier? Except she's the frog now.
Funny you should say frog, because her legs dangling out reminds me of the Terratoad episode of Power Rangers.
Like, oh, fucking hell, that's a bit left field, isn't it?
It is, yeah, like when you see like, just like a couple of legs dangling out, it's going nom, 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 nom.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You can't control them, it's wrong! You're not going to get away with it!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5...
Please, can't you give me my mom and dad back, and Linda and Heather? Mrs. McHale.
It's your turn now, David Gardner.
No way!
Poor little guy. Poor little guy.
So we're right into last act territory now, and basically, the negotiation doesn't go too well. So the troops storm in, shoot the fuck out of the brain and the two dudes with the brain.
Everything gets shot to shit.
Gets shot to shit. They save what's the bobs?
Linda. Well, but there's this whole like 5 minute thing where she might get stabbed in the neck.
Boil injected in her.
But. Nah.
Yeah, they save her anywhere. She doesn't get injected with the badness.
She's all right, isn't she?
She's all right.
The table, yeah. That's good.
And then the Martians seal them in.
Yes, and they basically set off... Well, they set off a bomb ready to explode.
Yeah.
And, they find the brain somehow manages to fuck things up slightly. Yeah. It's a race against time to get out.
I like that they just dump the bomb in front of the brain.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you ain't got no legs. How are you going to get to this? Prick. Just leave it in front of him to look at.
Fuck you.
Reminded me of Stargate when they leave the bomb in front of Ra.
Oh, yeah.
And I just thought about watching Stargate, but then I was stuck through. Persevered for you, Rob.
Well done. Thanks, Dave.
I don't like Stargate.
Want a movie?
No.
TV series?
Yes. Yeah,
SG-1's good.
Yeah, I like SG-1. Yeah.
SG-1's fucking cool.
So this is the bit with the very convenient copper coin.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget the big alien dick.
Oh, well, yeah.
That comes back to the ship for some reason.
Just a
last-minute scare.
Don't know why. It's just sort of
it's like it's been
around.
Recalled and it's going to take off or something like that. I don't know. He don't want to leave without his fucking dick.
Like, I must leave now. My planet needs me.
That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah, so he puts a copper in the gun.
Mm.
And the gun blasts them out.
Yeah.
So then,
I quite like this, because the ship landed on Copper Hill.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where there's an old copper mine.
Yeah.
All their shit is powered by copper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
And they brainwashed a couple of coppers.
Hey! Yes! Oh, you cop a load of that? So yeah, anyway, so his parents try and drag him back in. They chase him towards where the house is, and shit blows the fuck up.
Yeah, and I think the spaceship starts leaving as well.
Yeah.
There's a big explosion.
Yeah.
And the parents go back to normal.
Yeah.
Hooray!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but then
well, he wakes up and it was all a dream. Or was it?
Fuck off.
Yeah, I am.
This was poor, the ending. The ending was poor.
I really enjoyed this film, but this ending really soured it.
Yeah.
What's worse is when his mum and dad come in to say, "Oh, no, little man, it's all good." His dad's got a scar on the back of his neck.
Mm.
Like an actual makeup scar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My issue with this ending is it just basically loops the film round again.
Yeah.
For no reason at all.
Other than to replicate the ending of Invasion of the Body Snatchers, in a sense where...
Not really, because...
It's that shock value shot of the kid at the end, which kind of matches the Donald Sutherland shot a bit. That's what they were trying to do. I'm not saying it works, but that's what they were trying to do.
I don't know. I mean, they don't... To be fair, the whole "it was a dream all along" hasn't been used that often in film. Mm. Like, because the only one I can think of outside horror where they do that is like fucking like Wizard of Oz, they do it and stuff like that.
I think it's because it's so shasher.
Yeah.
It's
such a shit way to end it.
Oh, goodness.
And that is the end of it, isn't it?
That is the end of it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, well.
Final thoughts, Christopher.
Despite the ending, I did really enjoy this. I had really good fun. It was a nice... It played it straight, but it was slightly tongue-in-cheek sort of horror film. It was certainly the 1950s, skewed by the 1980s sort of style. So it was a lot more irreverent than what you would have got in the original version, I assume. Mm-hmm. I do want to go back and see the original. I can already imagine how it plays out, in all fairness. But I enjoyed it quite a lot. I think... David's performance was really good for a kid actor.
Mm-hmm.
And I quite like the effects. I even like the bumbling aliens, because I don't think they were going for full scary, shit scary horror.
Right.
I think it was more... It was that like Spielberg era of cinema, so a bit like Gremlins in a way. They wanted to go for something that a child would find scary.
Sure.
But adults may necessarily not do, but I think this was probably intended to be more a kids' film in like the same way like a Goonies or something like that, where there was a bit of adult stuff in there.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
But I think it was ultimately designed for teenagers. So yeah, I quite liked it.
Sure. And to flip the other side of the copper coin, Dave, final thoughts.
I think it really wants to be Critters, but it's just not Critters.
Right.
Okay.
I think it's... I like quite a lot of the stuff in there, but I find it completely devoid of pace or any kind of sort of tangible threat, no matter how comedic it might be. I like the farmhouse they've got. I like the way that set is built. I think that is one of the most 50s-looking... sets I've ever seen, with a little bit of Wizard of Oz in there.
It's
really nice to look at. And when we watched the trailer for it, or whether I watched the trailer by myself, I can't remember.
I think we watched it.
We did. Right.
I remember seeing just the house and I thought, okay, that's going to be quite nice.
Yeah.
It has got that weird skewed 50s by the way of the 80s vibe.
Yeah.
And I quite like that aspect to it.
Yeah.
I thought that was okay. Unfortunately, I was quite bored.
Okay. I mean, I find it quite interesting that it didn't find a sense of threat, because I thought there was quite a bit of it in there. It wasn't the aliens themselves, though.
No.
I think it was the Nurse Ratchet, it was the police, it was the people from the sandpit, you know.
Yeah.
I think it was maybe a way of, like, it is a lot about, like, Invasion Body Snatchers, and I believe Invasion from Mars came first, actually, the original.
I've just looked, actually. I think it was 1953.
In terms of days, yeah. I think it actually came from Invasion Body Snatchers. Yeah. I think it's just more of a film about your humble little local town where all the people are suddenly... They look normal, but they've all gone a bit weird and all turned against you. Yeah. I think that's what we're going for. But
I would probably prefer the original. I imagine I would. Well, with this one, my problem with not getting the threat is that I understand that everyone is individually mind-controlled and then they're supposed to have aspects of their original personality come through.
Yeah.
But there was no kind of real consistency. Because at the start, there's like, well, in the first act, there's like five people that all act the same way, just kind of robotic. And then you get those two coppers in the basement that are just grinning fucking idiots.
Yeah, oh yeah, okay.
And then you get the NASA guys that are like just really highly strung. And it's just such a... There's no real consistency for me.
Okay, yeah.
Which kind of just took the threat away. Because with Body Snatchers, you've got a universal sort of glumness on everyone.
Yeah.
So you can distinguish between who's who, and you can tell immediately who's affected. And that original film gives me some fucking dread.
Mm.
And the remake gave me some fucking dread.
Mm.
But this just didn't...
Fair enough.
And what about you, Robert?
Well,
what do you think?
I wasn't sure what to expect from this. I think that Toby Hooper is a very odd bedfellow for this kind of film. But I'm not going to lie to you, I enjoyed it quite a lot. And I did not pull my attention away from it at all.
Mm.
And it actually brought a smile to my face on quite a few occasions, in a good way, in an enjoyment of the film way.
Okay.
Just a slight aside to the originalist, if you chaps, especially you, Christopher, wanting to watch it, it is apparently on Prime.
Oh, right.
For
okay.
free? Or
For free. And it has a cracking poster, which I'll show to you now.
That is very nice.
Cracking.
Now that's what I'm fucking talking about.
Yeah, that's
what I'm fucking talking about. With a diagonal text and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking sign me up.
And a monster carrying a woman on there.
Exactly.
Draped over like a towel.
That's like pure like framed on your kitchen wall poster. That's beautiful stuff.
It is.
Beautiful. Next to Day of the Earth stood still, so you can just see the plagiarism.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
That.
I'm happy with that. Yeah, yeah.
So that would be my final thoughts. So I guess we should go to the shit and popcorn. And I will start with Dave S. Walker Esquire.
I'll try not to copy his scores.
Mm. I'm not too worried, to be honest.
No. Turds. 7.
Okay.
Technically, it's all right. I don't see much wrong with it in that respect. I think it looks older than it is. It feels like it's late 70s.
Yep.
But I suppose that might have been something he was deliberately going for. Some of the animatronics aren't very good. Some of them are absolutely brilliant within the same frame, which also confuses me. Because the brain dude looks mint.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Yeah, and scary.
Yeah.
So, going to 7 turds.
Okay, and your popcorns?
DOS.
Oh, too savage.
Fucking hell.
Mm.
Justify yourself.
I'm so bored. I've been in the car for 12 hours.
Yeah,
and I've been running away from a heat wave, but yeah, I don't know. I just could not get into the groove of it. It just
right. Fair enough. Christopher.
Okay, then.
Turds.
2.
Wow.
I think you can see where I'm going. Go with this.
I think you're being a bit silly.
Justify that, because it is. There's a lot of turd-alicious elements.
Yeah, he's deliberately turdy, I would say. In some fucking justify yourself, George.
I really enjoyed this, and I didn't see any problem with it apart from that ending.
Right.
To be fair, I was on for possibly even a 1 without it. I had a really good time with this.
Good, I'm glad you had a good time.
Thank you, Rob Yeomans, pick one of the best films ever.
Thank you.
Don't let anyone ever tell you otherwise.
Something's fucking going on here. Speaking of body snatchers.
What about
all your films are shit. I hate you, I hope you die. This is the best film ever. I love you, Rob.
I think he's got to start like a reverse redemption arc. Just going to start picking more
shit. I've peaked now.
Yeah.
What about your popcorns, dare I ask?
7.
7.
So right, okay. I've literally gone the reverse of Dave here.
Yeah, yeah.
As it turns out.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's all right. We can still be friends.
I don't know, though.
I suppose. Depends if I want to, though.
You've only seen this film once. Don't get too attached to it.
Okay, fair enough. really good stuff. Enjoyable. I don't know much else to say about it. It's just one of those films that does its job really well.
Yeah. Fair.
Okay. Yeah, that's... Might as well move on. Oh, what about you, Rob?
Okay, so turds. I mean, there's a lot of turdy elements. This is, for me, this is like, in my opinion, exactly the kind of film I was hoping to find.
Okay.
With this podcast and the system of scoring that we have. It's got fucking really, really, really naff aliens in it. It's got the fucking weird cock drills that come through the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some massively over the top performances and stuff from Nurse Ratched. She gets a fucking frog hanging out of her mouth. 7 turds.
You see.
See, you're confusing turds with popcorn.
I'm not.
You're like, oh, it gets 2 turds because I enjoyed it. No, that's not how it works, Willie.
No, because I don't.
Your mind is twisted. He's polluted you.
I don't think those elements are turdy.
But that's why we are all different people, aren't we?
I think that's all part of its sort of irreverent tone. But without being wacky.
Okay.
If you know what I mean. So, yeah, that's the sort of thing I'd go for, in all fairness. Okay. But it's amazing, isn't it? Because I absolutely hate the flying arse aliens from Tremors.
Exactly. There's no logic, is there? It's just what floats your boat at the time.
Exactly, yes.
Speaking of floating boats.
Let's talk about some floaters, Rob.
Let's talk about some popcorn.
Oh, sorry.
We've done the floaters, just now 7.
Seven
floaters. Popcorns. 8.
Nice.
I had a popcorn pop in time. I only looked away from it to write notes. I had a good time with it. I enjoyed myself. It's one of the most cinematry picks I think I've picked in terms of the original concept for the podcast.
And suddenly Dave's thinking about quitting the podcast. Like, is this the level we're supposed to be going at?
I was thinking about doing a current affairs podcast instead of this, but now I'll give you guys another chance.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
That's all right.
So, yeah, I guess that just about wraps it up, doesn't it?
Does wrap it up.
It does, yeah.
Just about.
Well, we better let Dave go first because he's super grumpy. Bye, Dave.
That's my fucking pick next.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, it is shit. Sorry.
So, Dave!
Sorry. Dave, it's your pick next. I love you. What have you picked?
It is Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island.
Fantastic. Oh, so he sits here slagging off my fucking film choice and picks a cartoon.
My name is Rob. I have no childhood.
Well, do you know what?
I lived off frozen turnips.
Do you know what? Actually, I was thinking about this, and everybody starts getting a love of horror. Those that love horror, their love of it starts from somewhere, and it is often from childhood. So stuff like this, I do remember, and was, I guess, a point of entry. It's an interesting discussion that we will have, no doubt. Yeah. I look forward to it, Dave.
So do I.
Me too.
Two little men in a flying saucer flew down to Earth one day.
Don't forget, you can follow us and keep up with all our updates at Cinemotory on Twitter, / Cinemotory on Facebook, and of course at Cinemotory on Instagram. I don't know how you do pictures of podcasts, but we're going to do that anyway.
I heard them say, if a horse can be a star, think how dumb the people are. We'd better fly away.